It's now been nearly 3 months since the U.S. seized President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Real change won't come quickly or easily. And yet, there's an air of hope in Caracas, as NPR's Eider Peralta reports.
Araceli Hernandez's home sits at the top of a mountain overlooking all of Caracas. She says she will never forget January 3rd.
Estamos durmiendo. Entonces, de repente, escuchamos el bu-bu.
They were sleeping, she says, when they began hearing the roar of warplanes, and then explosions. Her daughter, Mervi, screamed, and she realized they were here. The gringos are here, she said. The electricity went off. They thought American planes would drop bombs on their neighborhood, that firefights would erupt on the streets.
Okay, no, it's horrible, horrible.
It was horrible, she says. We felt horrible. We don't know what Trump wants to do with our country, she says. Maybe he wants it all for himself. But the prospect of change is better than nothing. May God forgive me for saying this, she says. But thank God he took Maduro. That feeling of relief you hear across Caracas. Suddenly, after years of deepening repression, Venezuelans are talking politics with strangers. Members of the opposition are campaigning. On a recent Sunday, with the sun shining, a small group of protesters took to the streets. We rise with more strength, one protester said, because we have a new promise of liberty and justice for Venezuela. It used to be that mobs on motorcycles would pull up, brandish weapons, and disperse any show of dissent. But this time, police stop traffic. They escort the protesters.
Many are already celebrating a transition toward democracy.
That's political scientist John Magdaleno.
No, amigos. Perdónenme.
No, my friends, this has been abundantly studied.
Indeed, the political scientists agree that to declare the beginning of a democratic transition, there needs to be liberalization of everything from freedom of thought and of assembly to the respect of privacy.
Pretending
that the old system does an instant triple corkscrew into a democracy is just not realistic.
Magdaleno says world data shows that in the past 120 years, there were 383 democratic transitions. Only 145 made it.
That means 6 of every 10 democratic transitions do not end well.
But if there's one thing I hear over and over across Venezuela, is that hope springs eternal. One night, I joined the families of political prisoners outside Rodeo Uno, a notorious maximum security prison. Every night, they pray, they light candles, and just before 9 p.m., they begin climbing a hill that winds behind the prison. Delcia Caro says dozens of family members came here just a few days after Maduro was seized by the U.S. She says one day they walked up the hill and from one spot they heard voices coming from the jail. They realized if they shouted loud enough, the prisoners could hear them too. And the guards don't tell you anything, I say. We just climb and trust in God, she says. Delcia's husband has been in jail for 2 years, accused of trying to overthrow the government. When they actually allow her to see him, authorities put a hood over her head. We stop at a ravine strewn with trash. Through the trees, we see the lights of the jail twinkling. And at exactly 9 p.m., the families begin their ritual. All ears, they scream, and the silence that follows feels eternal. Are their family members still inside? Are they alive? There's no answer.
Oído!
From the jail comes a response. We hear you. First, they update the prisoners with news. Today, it was a meeting between Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado and President Trump. a closed-door meeting that lasted 90 minutes. And then the family members line up to deliver personal messages.
Hijo, Dios te bendiga.
God bless you, son. We're okay.
Resista.
Keep fighting, one father says. Melba Vasquez lights a cigarette. Her son was thrown in prison following the 2024 elections for supporting the opposition. Vasquez is in her 70s. Her voice is not very strong, so others help her. There's silence. Maybe he's somewhere else today and he can't hear, Vasquez muses. She paces. I hear you, he shouts. Your mom is here, they tell him. Vasquez takes a deep drag of her cigarette and smiles. The other women elbow her. Tell him something. Son, I love you, she shouts. She has the hope that one day all political prisoners are released and she'll be able to hug her son. But for now, for today, just hearing his voice is good enough. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Caracas.